Joining me on the line today is Kyle Danes. He is one of the organizers of the Danes Ranch Pro Rodeo out in Innisfil, September 2nd to 4th. Kyle, what do you have planned for us this week?
Well, this is a big year. We've like everybody else, this is the first time we're allowed to have everybody out to the ranch and have a big group. And we got the Bar C5 Rodeo Company coming in with the stock, and we got a good set of cowboys and cowgirls, and we're trying to build this up as much as we can again.
And this is certainly a special edition. It's the 60th edition of the Danes Ranch Rodeo. How much does this mean to you and your family?
Oh, it's huge. You know, Uncle Jack and my other uncles there, they built it up, and my other cousins have been running it, and now they're letting us take it on, and to start out on the 60th, this is huge.
So what kind of drives your love for rodeo? What is behind it all?
Well, our family, lots of our family is all rodeoed, and rodeo is pretty thick in the blood there with us. And we love rodeo, and we just want to produce the best rodeo we can, and let people come out to the ranch and just forget about everything else and just come have some fun.
Man, it certainly is going to be a lot of fun out there as well. What can people expect when they make their way out to the rodeo grounds?
You can make your way out there and expect to watch a good rodeo. It's the caliber of the cowboys and the cowgirls and the stock, it's going to be great. And then you get to hang out at the ranch, and there's a few new surprises out there. And we just kind of built a new little beer gardens down by the timed event end, and the dance hall will be rocking every night. So it's if you want to come camp, come have a good time, and just come enjoy yourself.
Do people need to get tickets in advance, or can they get them at the gate?
People are getting them in advance, but you can also do the walk-up thing and get them right at the gate.
Right on. Who are some big names, some local names who are going to be performing at this rodeo?
Well, you got Canadian bareback rider Kai Marshall. He'll be riding Saturday night. He's in the bareback riding. He's in the calf roping. Dylan Bilton's a good young bareback rider. He'll be riding. The Robinson boys just outside Innisfail, Ben and Kirk, they'll both be here. Landon Beardsworth, he'll be here. We got a lot of local good talent around Innisfail. I hope I'm not missing anybody. I feel bad if I am, but I guarantee the lineup's looking good.
And obviously it's a very unique atmosphere to watch a rodeo in as well. Tell us a little bit about the Danes Rodeo Ranch, pardon me.
Well, the thing about out at the ranch is you're going to be so close. If you don't get hit by some dirt, you're missing out. You're going to be right on top of the action, and you're right there. You get to, not many rodeos you get to be that close at them.
Is there anything you'd like to add at all, Kyle, encouraging people to come on out this weekend, of course, to the Danes Ranch Pro Rodeo?
Well, one of the big selling features on the ranch and the rodeo is that mutton busting. The mutton busting will start at 6 o'clock. We're going to take the first 20 kids signed up, and the gates open at 4:30. Other than that, just come on out and enjoy yourself.
Well, it certainly sounds like it's going to be a great time. Best of luck with the rodeo this weekend, Kyle, and we wish you a great afternoon.
Thank you very much for having me. Take care.